Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this, the first of our midweek Lenten services. Each Thursday evening during the season of Lent at about 7:30, we hope to be live streaming a short 35-minute service. Just wanted to mention one or two things to make you aware of. During this season of Lent, Bishop David has produced a daily series of devotions from the book of Nehemiah, and you will find those available on the church's website or Facebook page, and they're available to all every day right throughout the season of Lent. They're little short 6 to 8 minute talks about the book of Nehemiah on the theme of building and rebuilding. Also wanted to mention that next week in our midweek Lenten service, we hope to be looking at the question of looking after our physical health during lockdown. We're all very conscious that this particular season of lockdown has been so tough for our parishioners and indeed for so many people throughout our land. And so tonight the theme of our Lenten service is going to be some tips for looking after our mental health during lockdown. And later on in the service, I'm looking forward to introducing to you our speaker who has recorded a talk for us. But maybe there are some people tuning in who are not so familiar with the season of Lent and what it's all about. And so I just wanted to maybe just give a little word of introduction to this special season that we have just begun. Since early days, Christians have observed with great devotion the time of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church to prepare for this by a season of penitence and fasting. At first, this season of Lent was observed by those who were preparing for baptism at Easter and by those who were to be restored to the church's fellowship from which they had been separated through sin. In the course of time, the church came to recognize that by a careful keeping of these days, all Christians might take to heart the call to repentance and the assurance of forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel, and so grow in faith and in devotion to our Lord. So I'm inviting all of you, and myself as well, in the name of the Lord, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. And as we begin our service this evening, our opening hymn speaks of that period of 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness. We hear the hymn 40 Days and 40 Nights.
Thank you.
Our service this evening is the service of a late evening office. Blessed be our God for all time, now and forevermore. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory be to you, Holy Spirit, Comforter, Treasure of all goodness and Giver of life. Come and dwell in us, cleanse us from all sin, and in your love bring us to salvation. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Our psalm appointed for this evening's service is a psalm of penitence, and it's a psalm of reflection upon those times when we've not been the people God would want us to be, and his desire to reach out in mercy and forgiveness. We're going to say together verses 1 to 18 of Psalm 51. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O God, in your great goodness, according to the abundance of your compassion. Blot out my offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and righteous in your judgment. I have been wicked even from my birth, a sinner when my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth deep within me, and shall make me understand wisdom in the depths of my heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Turn your face from my sins and blot out all my misdeeds. Make me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me again the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with your gracious spirit. Then shall I teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you. Deliver me from my guilt, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. For you desire no sacrifice, else I would give it. You take no delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Our Bible reading this evening comes from the Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 6th chapter, beginning to read at the first verse. Jesus said, "Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, Do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men that they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Here ends our Bible reading. And now at this point in our service, I am delighted to introduce to everybody our speaker this evening, who is Dr. Richard Morrison. Richard is a parishioner who is a specialty doctor in the Northern Trust Mental Health Crisis Resolution Home Treatment Team. And I do again understand that most of us have found this particular lockdown a really tough experience, whether it is the uncertainty about what's happening, or maybe juggling working from home with homeschooling, or maybe those concerns that we have for loved ones that we haven't seen in some time now with the current restrictions. And so this evening, Richard is going to share some tips with us for looking after our mental health during lockdown, and we welcome him amongst us.
Hi everyone, my name is Richard Morrison. I'm a doctor who works in mental health in the Northern Trust, and Jono has given me the opportunity today to come along and speak with you about maintaining your mental health during the coronavirus pandemic. That's a pretty broad topic, something that you might have read about online already, seen in the papers, but I'm just glad to have the opportunity to share some of my experience and to maybe share some of the strategies that have helped my patients. To begin, I suppose I just want to reach out to anyone who is really struggling with their mental health. If you're having suicidal thoughts, you feel terribly sad or angry or out of control of your emotions, if you've had thoughts of harming yourself, thoughts of harming anyone else, or thoughts of ending your life, I would strongly encourage you to speak with your GP. GPs are still available, although the way they provide their services has changed a little during the pandemic, but they can still see you, and they certainly can still speak to you on the phone. So if you're struggling, reach out to your GP. If you're seeing this after 5 o'clock, the GP out of our service is available. Similarly, you can present yourself to an emergency department. If you don't feel comfortable in reaching out in that way, there are other services available, like Lifeline. If you just need to lift the phone and speak with somebody, call 0808 808 8000. And you know, it's a service for somebody who is feeling suicidal, somebody who's struggling with their mental health and who needs to talk to somebody right now. So I would encourage you, please, if you're struggling, to reach out and seek help. That said, the rest of this is just general advice for people who might want to think about their mental health, reflect on their mental health, and maintain their mental health. One of the first and most important things that we can all do is to stay at home, wash your hands, wear a mask. You've probably heard that advice. maybe 10 times already today, and maybe hearing it from me again isn't that helpful. But this is good advice that is going to protect you and it's going to protect other people. In that, I suppose I'd like to introduce you to a psychological concept called framing. Everybody's heard of the idea of a glass being half full or half empty. Two different ways of thinking about the same thing. And the restrictions, the advice that's in place at the minute, we can think about that in two ways. On one side, it might appear like a set of draconian guidelines that's there to frustrate us and to stop us from doing the things that we want. Or the other, perhaps slightly more positive way of thinking about it, is that those are, you know, good advice, good guidelines to get through this thing, to help others, to help yourself. So that's framing. Taking a situation, thinking about the different ways that it could or can be thought about, and maybe electing to think about something in a more positive way, looking on the bright side in as much as that's possible. Other general good advice, think about the way that you consume news media. The news is more accessible than it's ever been, on our phones, tablets, just the TV, newspapers. But there's been an unfortunate trend lately to maybe focus on the negatives, the numbers that, you know, we hear day in, day out. There's not a lot of positivity there, so think carefully about how you access that. I'm not saying cut yourself off from the news entirely, but if you do access it, maybe think about how frequently you're looking at those things, how much attention you're paying to those small details that perhaps aren't hugely significant in the grand scheme of things. Similarly, it seems more and more common nowadays to share the bad news, you know, the latest figures from the Department of Health, to pass them on, and, you know, yes, we can share those things and commiserate with people about them, but equally, you know, passing on bad news just spreads that message. So I think now is the time to focus on the good news stories that are out there and pass those on, to think about how we're consuming media and how we're passing that on to others. About, like what I talked about before, about washing your hands, staying home, wearing a mask, those are good things. Think about other good things that you can do. Check on an elderly neighbour. Pick up some shopping for somebody who can't get out. You know, think of something good to do, something that you can hang your hat on at the end of the day and say, I made a difference today. Equally, there's been huge changes to all our lives, but it's important to try and maintain some kind of routine. If you're working from home, if you're stuck at home, you know, set your alarm clock, get up in the morning at a set time, approach your day in the way that you used to do so, you know, get up, make your breakfast, sweep the floor, check in with work, whatever it might be, but rather than allowing each day to just become a random sequence of encounters, maybe try and maintain a routine, some sort of stability, something that you can hang your hat on. That's particularly important for those of us who have small children at home. You know, this has been a huge change for them as well, and to give them some sort of familiarity and routine is very important for their mental health as well. Staying connected with others is important as well. I mean, there's 100 ways to stay in touch with people nowadays, whether it's, you know, your phone, your email, text message, whatever. It's easy because we're not seeing people in the same way that we used to get disconnected. But those lines of communication are as available and as present as they've ever been. But so, you know, I would encourage you this evening or this morning or whenever you might be watching this to lift your phone, think about somebody that you haven't spoken to in a while and connect with them. You know, it's going to be good for your mental health. It's going to be good for their mental health. So even do it now, lift your phone, flick through your contacts list, look for that name that you haven't spoken to in a while and make a connection, you know. I think it's important at this time to pay attention to your own needs and your feelings, you know, when you wake up in the morning, what's important to you, what's stressing you out, rather than leaving those things to fester or to build or to annoy you, you know, approach them, face up to them. At the same time, I think it's important to be realistic about what one can do or can achieve, you know, setting yourself a goal that is insurmountable, you know, what's the point? Now is not the time to learn to play the violin or something like that, you know, but it's maybe a time to connect with old hobbies that you've let slide and you still have the stuff around the house, or something achievable, something enjoyable, something that's going to make a difference to you. I think somebody else is going to talk about the importance of maintaining your physical health during the lockdown, but I'd be remiss not to mention that as well. You know, I'm sure their advice will be more comprehensive, but eating well, you know, taking your medication if you're prescribed any, getting out for a walk each day to maintain some level of physical exercise is all going to help support your mental health as well. I mean, those are just some general strategies. Try and think on the bright side. Think about the way you're consuming the news and the way that you're sharing that and passing it on. Try and do a little good. Maintain your routine. Stay connected and focus on your physical health. You know, as I say, that's general advice. For people who do suffer from a diagnosed mental health condition, there's maybe a little extra advice as well. You may be prescribed medication, and I would encourage you to continue to take that as it's prescribed, and keep a careful eye on, you know, how much of your medication you have left. If you're running low, your pharmacy might not just be working in the same way that it used to, so getting in touch with them early to get your prescription filled could be important. Equally, if you're known to a community mental health team, or you have a named worker with a team like that, it might be a good time to reach out with them if they haven't been in touch for a while. They might be working under a different set of circumstances as well, and might not have as much time to focus on everybody as they used to. So, you know, if you're struggling or you just want to talk, reach out to them and see what's happening. And equally, those symptoms that I talked about at the start, if you're feeling very down, if you're feeling very angry, if you're having thoughts about harming yourself or anybody else, now's the time to reach out and get that help. There's another group of people that I'd like to think about as well, and that's key workers and particularly healthcare professionals. You know, we all, the NHS in Northern Ireland is an enormous employer, and we almost all certainly know somebody who works in healthcare in one way or another, whether they be a, you know, a nurse or a doctor or a porter or whoever, somebody involved in healthcare. And this has been an unusually stressful time for many of them. I would stress that my own personal battle with the coronavirus pandemic hasn't been as difficult as some people's. My fight has been to maintain the service that I work in the same way that it always did, essentially to continue business as usual under a challenging set of circumstances whereby we can lose a staff member at short notice and things like that. But that's very different to the struggle that's been experienced by people who work in emergency departments and intensive care units and places like that. So particularly those people, if you are one of them, remember that there is help available to you through your employer, and if you know somebody, if you're related to somebody or married to somebody or friends with somebody who's working under those difficult circumstances, I would really encourage you to reach out to them and to talk to them, not necessarily about the experiences that they've been having, but just to check in with them to see how they're doing and to remember them. And it's not just about healthcare professionals, it's about all the key workers who've been extending themselves, you know, working longer hours, doing more, putting themselves in harm's way. Spare a thought for them, and also spare a thought for the carers. You know, reach out for them, or reach out to them. They might have been cut off from the usual lines of support and that they might have had previously. So please, if you know somebody who's in a caring role, reach out to them, support them, and do what you can to help them. As I say, that's just some general thoughts on mental health during the pandemic. There's lots more advice out there. I talked earlier about the internet, some of the potential evils of accessing things on the internet, but there are lots of good websites out there. I would particularly encourage you to look at the Lifeline website, or also the Action Mental Health website. They provide lots and lots of guides that might be useful, you know, perhaps focusing on a bit more detail on groups that I haven't. The elderly's mental health during the lockdown, children's mental health during the lockdown, you know, all those things are important. And again, I would just like to reinforce the advice that I gave at the start of this, a short talk. If you're feeling so sad that you can't go on, if you're feeling so angry that you want to hurt yourself or to hurt somebody else, if you're feeling suicidal, I would strongly encourage you to reach out for help immediately. You know, whether that's through your GP, the GP out of ours, the emergency departments, or through calling a service like Lifeline, please do. So I'd like to thank Jono for giving me the opportunity to share some of these thoughts, and I wish you all well, and I look forward to seeing you all again in person after this is over, and it will be over. I think that's another thing that's important to hold on to. The current set of circumstances that we find ourselves in are not indefinite, and we will all be able to meet together again. But until that time comes, look after yourself and reach out if you need help. Thank you for listening.
So we're very grateful to Richard for sharing the wisdom of his professional experience with us. And as we bear in mind the things that he was sharing with us, we're going to bring those things into our prayers this evening. And the response to Lord in your mercy is here, Lord have mercy. Let us pray. Let us pray to the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all Christian people that they may live in love and truth. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for our Bishop David and for all ministers of the Church. And let us remember especially Bishop David and his family on the death of his brother very suddenly last weekend. And let us pray this evening for all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray at this time for peace throughout the world, and especially for wisdom for all governments. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for our neighbours and for all our friends. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for those who hate us as we pray for those who love us. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for refugees and prisoners spending a lot of time in isolation and for all who are exposed to the dangers of travel. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray this evening for all sick people, remembering especially all who are suffering with COVID-19 at home or in hospital or in nursing homes. Let us pray too for the sorrowful, for those unable to be with their families in times of serious illness. And let us pray particularly for the dying. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and that the poor and hungry may receive a just share. Lord, have mercy. And let us remember our brothers and sisters who have entered into eternal rest. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And as we come now to pray in a time of silence, let's remember especially all who are struggling with their mental health. We pray for those who feel anxious or apprehensive, those who feel depressed and burdened, And we ask that they may know the presence and the peace of Christ. So in the quietness, let us bring before God any who are particularly in our thoughts or on our minds as we come to this service this evening. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer, and a special collect prayer for the season of Lent. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray as Jesus taught us to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we share the words of the common collect. Lord Almighty, Lord Almighty, come and scatter the darkness of our hearts by the light of your presence, that we may know you, the light of the world, and the one true God, blessed this night and forevermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And may the Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us. Amen. Our closing hymn this evening is a hymn based on the Beatitudes of Jesus, "Blessed are the pure in heart."